the Public News Service Daily Newscast, September the 3rd, 2025. I'm Mike Clifford. The House Oversight Committee released tens of thousands of pages of records related to the Jeffrey Epstein case. That from CNN. They report the release comes after the panel received materials from the Justice Department in response to a subpoena. Prior to that, the DOJ had released audio and a transcript of its interview with Epstein accomplice Ghislaine Maxwell. Many Republicans have called for more transparency surrounding the case and the release of records related to the matter. The issue has roiled the House. Next to Connecticut, where summer meals programs reached a record number of kids, but local leaders warn of an impending food crisis.
It's estimated federal cuts to school nutrition programs could leave more than 12,000 students statewide without access to free or reduced-price school meals. East Hartford Mayor Connor Martin says it's the government's responsibility to ensure families' most basic needs are met.
We're here to improve people's quality of life, and if people can't even get a meal during the day, or a kid can't even get a meal, what kind of path are we setting them on?
Martin says growing food insecurity led to the recent opening of the first town-operated food pantry at the East Hartford Community Center. State lawmakers significantly increased funding for food pantries during the most recent legislative session, but local leaders say it still won't be enough to make up for federal spending cuts. This story was produced with original reporting by Carla Siaglo with Connecticut News Junkie. I'm Catherine Carley.
And imagine seeing your child struggle with school issues, but educators can't see it. This can occur for households seeking special education services as Minnesota districts and parents work through unique cases. The second report now in a two-part series from Public News Service and Minnesota News Connection.
Individualized education programs are a key tool K-12 schools use when meeting the learning needs of students with disabilities like autism or speech and hearing impairments. Federal law mandates IEPs, but a medical diagnosis doesn't lead to automatic approval, with negative impacts on learning or social skills also required. Administrator Todd Tetzloff with North Branch Area Public Schools says what's playing out at home might be different than what's happening in the classroom.
The child is very distracted, they're off task. But then at school, you know, they're gathering data and they're looking at, boy, the kids' assignment completion rate is 95%.
Some parents contend at-home concerns warrant formal services out of fear things will quickly spiral in the classroom. Tetzloff says they don't want to be premature in putting a child under the special education umbrella. He reminds families to request new evaluations if things change, with fewer steps needed if it happens within 12 months. Educators and parents say cases are becoming more complex with multiple conditions. This is Mike Moen for Minnesota News Connection.
This is Public News Service. And next we head to Illinois, where a nonprofit is working to connect farmers to health care systems as part of an effort to advance a food as medicine model for health care.
Think Regeneration in Kelowna is helping more than 100 farmers in the organization build relationships with healthcare institutions, including hospitals and clinics. Ryan Slaybaugh with Think Generation says the farmers work with doctors to prevent chronic disease and support patients through nutrition-based interventions.
We can take some of that money and put it back into the local communities of farming and food. We see the ripple effects happen economically, as well as the positive health outcomes, which are obviously the big priority.
The organization's work is based on emerging science showing connections between soil health, plant nutrition, and human health. Slaybaugh says improved diet and nutrition has been shown to significantly improve health conditions like type 2 diabetes. I'm Judith Ruiz, Branch reporting.
And students in rural Ohio are getting hands-on lessons in science and technology. That's thanks to the Ohio 4-H Mobile Design Classroom.
The 35-foot bus is traveling to schools, fairs, and libraries to help bridge the state's digital divide. Christy Milhouse, a 4-H STEM educator with Ohio State University Extension, says the classroom exposes young people to opportunities they might not otherwise have.
The exciting thing about our mobile classroom is that it's a way to not only take OSU out into communities all over Ohio, but it's also a way to take 4-H out and introduce young people to maybe a different side of the 4-H program.
About one in three households in Appalachian, Ohio lack reliable internet access, according to Connecting Appalachia. Advocates say the gap leaves many young people at a disadvantage when preparing for future education and careers. Farah Siddiqui reporting.
Finally, this year marks the 90th anniversary of Social Security, which has helped generations in states like Wyoming retire with dignity after a lifetime of hard work.
The program created during the Great Depression provides retirement, disability, and survivor benefits to more than 69 million Americans. AARP Wyoming Associate State Director Tom Laycock says Social Security lifts 30,000 Wyoming seniors out of poverty every year. Nearly one in five people in the state rely on the program for 90% of their income.
Social Security's never missed a payment in the last 90 years. The concern is we know if Congress fails to act by 2034, millions of Americans will see their earned benefits cut by about 20%. And we are asking Congress to look into ways to keep Social Security strong.
Social Security trustees project that Congress will need to make adjustments, as it has done in the past, within the next decade to maintain current benefit levels. Removing a tax cap on top earners would be one way to ensure the program's solvency. Currently, workers only contribute payroll taxes on the first $176,000 earned in a year. I'm Eric Galatas.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.